As we get set for the final round of heats here at the fourth round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship, out on the circuit now are the cadets getting set for their final race of the day. It's points across the day, it's not all on the final here, so they will have to see how the points shape up at the end of the day. Starting from the pole will be Josh Haynes. He's had two wins and a third place so far in racing today. He starts from the pole and would be confident that he can maintain that position. Outside of the front row is Taylor Gill. Then it's Boulding, Fripp, Chancellor, Cozzy, Allen and Lofts as they go green. And it'll be Gill off the outside of the front row that gets the jump as they work their way down through the S's for the first time. Haynes back there in second at the moment. Gill so far today has had a fourth, a second and a third. That's what saw him on the outside of the front row. So he's got a bit of ground to make up, but you'd think Haynes, even if he sits in second position right throughout this race, he will be able to pick up that trophy on the top step of the podium. So, Gill in the 63 card, across the line to complete lap number one, is your race leader. Gill leading from Hayes. Hayes then Boulding, Fripp the next card through. Behind Fripp is Cozzy. She's having a good run. Solid performance today from Chloe Cozzy. 2 sevenths and a fifth, and now running up in fifth position once again. Samuel Allen, then it's Taylor Chancellor and Anthony Lofts. The P-plater has put in some strong performances today. Got beaten up in one of the heats, though, and was a DNF. But other than that, when he got caught with Taylor Chancellor, in fact, other than that, he has been driving extremely well. Josh Haynes makes the pass for the lead. Jaden Boulding now makes a dive down the inside, heading into Revolution Race Gear Turn number one. And Boulding is up into second place. Josh Haynes, your race leader. So some great driving here early by the youngsters in heat number four of the cadets. Of course, the cadets, most of them running the Coma engine at 90 kilograms driver and kart weight. And at the moment, it is a bit of shenanigans going back in further in the field, but it's still Haynes, Boulding, now it's Gill and Fruit, who is the top four. They're still close enough to be battling for position there, so it'll be interesting to see how they can continue on throughout this heat number four. At the moment, the gap between first and second is 0.2 of a second. It closes up as they head round the top of the circuit, though, and Boulding is really putting the pressure on. Jaden Boulding, he had a second. He won, was first across the line in heat number two, but there was a steward's inquiry that saw him put back to third and then second in heat number three. And Boulding knows that he's got the speed to battle it with Josh Haynes, but can he do it? 3 points Haynes sits on going into this race, and for Jaden Boulding, he is currently sitting on 7 points. So you would think that Haynes is too far ahead to be able to be caught. Race leader heads down into the pit turn once again, and Josh Haynes leading by 0.1 of a second. Last time by, that gap drops, well, no, it doesn't. It opens up to 0.2 of a second this time by. So no problems, you would think, for Josh Haynes, who seems to be controlling the race quite comfortably in this heat number four of the cadets in the fourth round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship. Look forward to seeing you all back here next month as the championship continues into the month of May. And what a big month it will be of a racing here at the Canberra Kartway. The leaders through the pit turn once again, and it is still Josh Haynes out in front, leading from Jaden Boulding. Then it's back to Taylor Gill, Rowan Fripp, a big gap back then to Samuel Allen, Chloe Cozzy right on his back bumper, Then it's Taylor Chancellor and Anthony Loss. Anthony Loss, what, about 1 second, 1.7 seconds, in fact, behind Taylor Chancellor at the back of the field. So still a chance with three laps to go that we'll see some more position changes as Chloe Cozzi looks up the inside now of Samuel Allen, but just can't quite pull off the pass. So we've seen some good racing here in the cadets right throughout the day. We hope you've enjoyed all the action at the Canberra Kartway. As your race leader heads once again through the pit turn. Now real dramas here as Jaden Boulding has now taken the lead. Josh Haynes has made a terrible mistake and Boulding now out in front of the field. Haynes is back down there in fourth position. So that means Gil Fripp are ahead of him as well. So Boulding with two laps to go. Gil, then Fripp, then Haynes. Now how does that change the points battle? It means that Haynes would be on 7 points. Jaden Boulding with a win would be on 7 points. On a countback of most wins, Haynes with the two wins would win the countback. Although sometimes the rule book says it's how you finish in the fourth heat that determines the finishing order. So it'll be very interesting to see how this will all pan out. Boulding across the line with the white flag out. It is Boulding leading by 2 seconds ahead of Taylor Gill, with Fripp only about 0.3 of a second behind Gill. And Fripp's going to try and make a run on Gill for second place as they head up the back straight for time. Gill on the inside and Fripp on the outside. Fripp makes the pass and he goes through into second position. So some great driving there by the youngsters as Jaden Boulding will take the win in heat number four. Rowan Fripp comes home in second. Taylor Gill in third. Josh Haynes in fourth. So it'll depend on the countback rules as to who wins the day, if my maths is correct. Then we come down to this other good battle. It's Samuel Allen who comes home in fifth position, ahead of Chloe Cozzi in sixth, and Taylor Chancellor in seventh. Anthony Loss comes home in eighth position. Great racing here to start the final round of heats in the fourth round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship. We'd like to thank a few more of the great sponsors who support the Canberra Kart Racing Club in 2012.
Universal Trusses and Frames are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. For all your roof trusses, floor trusses or wall frame requirements, check out the people who know. Universal Trusses, they're at 52 Shepherd Street in Hume. Give them a call on 6260 1436. Universal Trusses, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Roos Constructions has over 10 years experience in building new homes, developing house and land packages, or knocking down and rebuilding on your land, along with their commercial construction experience. Visit their display home in Ford, or the brand new display home in Bonner, or visit the website www.roosconstructions.com.au. Roos Constructions, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Grand Prix Karting, of proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. At 39 Collie Street, Fishwick, Grand Prix Karting offer fun for all ages. There's no height restriction, that's all indoors, and kids' parties are a speciality. The prices are great, and it's more than just racing. Grand Prix Karting offers catering, supplying everything you need, or you can bring your own. Grand Prix Karting, give them a call on 6239 2288. Grand Prix Karting, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
So as Junior National Heavy head out onto the circuit now, it is off the pole in Junior National Heavy. Tori Amos in the 9 car. She's had two wins and a fourth place finish so far today. Beside her, Jamie Lee Scorgi. Looks like we will get a start this time by. And Scorgi gets the start. Runs Amos down to the white line. As further back, Ottens tries to make his move forward. McCoy sits back there in third. Oh, Cooper really slows up the pack mid-pack. Ottens next cart through. Then it's Brody Duncanlund. Behind Duncanlund is the 29 of Brock Harris, and Joel Townsend, the P-plater, rounds out the field. An interesting start to this final heat for the Junior National Heavies. It's going to be a battle at the front. Scorgy has the advantage at the moment. So far, Ames with two wins and a fourth place. Scorgy with a win, a second, and a third. So, depending on how the points play out, if Ames finishes in second place and Scorgy takes the victory, then you would expect Ames would win the day. An interesting one. You'd expect Scorgy to take the day by 1 point, and Ames with the fourth place finish being worse than the third place finish, which would be their worst finishes of the day. So it is a very close battle. Scorgy win the 18 cart, leading the way for the Yass Valley, the Yass Firewood Supplies cart, behind Tori Amos in the 9 cart. Then you go back to McCoy, who sits back there in third position. McCoy has got a breathing space before Cooper. No, Cooper closes up as Amos makes a look up the inside of Scorgy, but neither can complete the pass, and they head back down the pit straight, nose to tail once again. So some interesting battles going on for sure. It'll be one to work out who will get the advantage here with 7 laps remaining. Ames has got the pace at the moment. Ames's fastest lap is a 37.564. Scorgy's fastest lap, a 37.546. They're side by side off the top turn. They touch and heading down the pit straight. It'll stay Scorgy in the lead from second place. Ames back then to the 91 of McCoy, and then it's Cooper in the 94. Interesting battle. As the leaders work their way around the top of the circuit, Ames now getting the pressure applied from behind as McCoy and Cooper have caught up to her. That's giving Scorgy an opportunity now to start to open up a gap. So as they work their way, through the S's, Ames gets the run. She just needed to drop back a fraction, and now has got the run on and Scorgy again. So Scorgy on the outside going into the top turns, Ames on the inside, but still not close enough to complete the pass. They work their way back down into the start-finish line with 4 laps remaining. McCoy and Cooper in third and fourth, still battling it hard for that position. Further back, Ottens and also Brody Duncanlund having a good battle of their own. Plenty. They work their way through the top turn. Scorgy leading the way from Ames. They go across the start finish line now. Scorgy, Ames, nose to tail. There's surely less than 4 laps now. It'll be 2 laps next time by. And Ames is working hard on the back of the 18 card of Scorgy. So head up the back straight once again. Ames just drops back, going around the top turns. That gives McCoy a chance to challenge, but he's under the pressure now, and it looks like Chris Cooper has completed a good pass coming off the top turns that time. And Cooper is up to third as Amos looks to stay down on the inside and makes the pass. Scorgie dives up the inside on the crisscross move. And Scorgie remains at the front of the field. Amos now setting up again. Scorgie and Amos side by side going into the dip. They give each other plenty of room that time. And Cooper now trying to make a move up ahead of Amos. So, McCoy round the outside of Cooper. Cooper holds him off. White flag is out this time. One lap to go. They complete nine laps now. And Scorgie, Amos, Cooper and McCoy, your front four, nose to tail as they come through the S's for the final time. Otten still holding off Duncan Lund. Then it's back to Harrison, rounding out the field is Joel Townsend. Up the back straight, and Scorgie seems to have a little bit of breathing room, but Amos closing in around the top of the circuit now. Cooper is putting the pressure on Amos. Will Cooper make a lunge into the pit turn? No, they stay single file. And to the checkered flag now, the 18 of Jamie Lee Scorgie. Amos comes home in second, Cooper in third, McCoy home in fourth. Then it's back to Ottens. Behind Ottens is Duncan Lund and Brock Harris back there in seventh position with Joel Townsend, the P-plater, rounding out the field. Some exciting battles. This one will go down to the computer scoring being the difference, I feel, as it is a win to Scorey, second to Amos. And it is a very interesting battle there for the top three places. Thumbman Light is up next.
The Austrian-Australian Club is a proud sponsor of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. The Austrian-Australian Club is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. till late. It offers bar and gaming facilities with the latest poker machines, a smoker's area and fully licensed restaurant with a function hall that caters from 30 to 200 people. It's the ideal venue for weddings, anniversaries, dances or any special occasion. A smaller room is also available and perfect for meetings, luncheons or any other function. The event is located at Hurd Street in Mawson. Apex Plumbing is a proud sponsor of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They're located at Unit 1, 48 Brook Street in Mitchell. For all your plumbing needs, whether it's a block drain or more, you can call them on 0417 299 175. Apex Plumbing, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Biozoom, quality cleaning products. Call Sundays to Blow on 0418 964 378. Biozoom, used by the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They offer a range of hand cleaners, dual action deodorizers, sanitizers, laundry liquid, eco truck wash, degreasers, hand cleaners and toilet roll dispensers. They also have leather cleaners, conditioners and protectors. If you've got a problem in the showers, the tile cleaner will do the job for you with multi-surface cleaners, bio metal car cleaners and even anti-lemon cleaner. It's Biozoom. Quality cleaning products. Call Zonte Zuglotto 0418 964 378. Biozoom. Proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
As they are forming up now, Thumbman Light out on the circuit. Off the pole will be Mitchell Gattenby in the 77 kart. Out of position number 2, Mitchell Croak. Position number 3, the 64 of Clinton Mezzagazzo. Then it's Karen Morse, Kelly Simpson in the 24, and Sam Simpson in the 25. Six cards to greet the starter here in the final heat of Clubman Light. Away and racing. And it is Croak off the outside of the front row that gets the jump and will lead them into turn number one. Croak with a DNF in heat number one, and then two wins in the subsequent two races got him an outside of the front row starting position. Mitchell Gattenby with a win and 2 seconds We're on 4 points. Unfortunately for Croak, he's on 7 points, so it'd be tough for him to be able to make up that points difference without trouble besetting Gattenby. But at the moment, he's doing everything he can, setting up a 0.3 of a second advantage over Gattenby in the first laps of this final heat. Back there in third position is Clinton Metagazzo. Metagazzo has got a good gap back to Karen Morse, who's just ahead of Kelly Simpson, who's putting the pressure on her. Kelly Simpson, of course, having dramas in heat number three, pulling out just before the green light. And then Sam Simpson is the final card on the circuit. So two laps now completed, and that gap extends at the front of the field to half a second, or just over half a second. Gattenby's got no pressure behind him from Metagazzo, and neither does Metagazzo have any pressure from Karen Morse, who's now pulled away from Sam Simpson. Alright, so the call there for the 98 cart to come back in. So it'll be interesting. See if she accepts the black flag there. Meatball flag. And yeah, you can see a cord hanging off the back of that cart that's hanging down between the axle. So Karen Morse team has requested the officials to put the black flag out. And so the meatball flag going out to Karen Morse. The leader is still Mitchell Croak, Mitchell Gattenby, Clinton Metagazzo. Karen Morse has seen the the meatball flag. That's the black flag with the so Morse now signals she's seen the flag, and that is unfortunate for Karen Morse, who had a solid day with a third, sixth and fourth in the previous three heats. She'll withdraw from the event, and that puts Kelly Simpson now up into fourth position. So the leaders are still Mitchell Croak, Mitchell Gattenby and Clinton Metagazzo, and neither of those drivers putting any pressure on each other. Kelly Simpson's trying her best to close up the gap, but at the moment just can't quite get there. We'll see how that progresses as they work their way across the start finish line once again. Six laps completed, six laps to go. Croak leads by 1 second over Mitchell Gattenby in the 77 cart. The 64 of Clinton Metagazzo has had a very solid performance today. A bit of a comeback race for Metagazzo. He's finished second in heat one and then two third place finishes. So that'll give him plenty of confidence as he continues to battle it out here at the Canberra Kartway. So as the leaders head across the stripe, still that 1 second gap is maintained. No real problems for your race leader in Mitchell Croak. As I said, he'll be ruining a DNF when he was charging up through the field in heat number one. He started from position six. He was trying to make a move for second and knocked himself off the track, and that has cost him quite some positions. As Croak leading the way here, Gattenby, Metagazzo, Kelly Simpson, then Sam Simpson, with Karen Morse pulled back off the circuit from having some equipment hanging off the back of the cart. So great racing here from Clubman Light. Great to see Clubman Light coming back with strong numbers here over the past few months. And I'm sure a lot of competitors around the state will be looking at Canberra, getting the Clubmans back up and running and more of them travelling here to be part of what has been some great racing across the weekend. We saw the Simpsons back in numbers again this weekend, and a few more of the local Canberra clubmen's coming back out from mothballs after the dominance that has been over the last few years of the Rotax engines here in the Canberra Kartway. So as the white flag is ready to come out now for your race leader, it is still Croak by a considerable margin, 1 second still, 11 seconds. Gatenby leads Mezzagazzo in the battle for second, and Kelly Simpson now pulling that gap down to under a second. It's 0.7 of a second as the white flag is out for Mitchell Croak. Croak will finish the day on 7 points. By my maths, it will be 6 points for Mitchell Gatenby running back there in second position. So Gatenby will take the day on the countback, but it has been an interesting battle all the same. Mitchell Croak takes the checkered flag as Gatenby home in second. Third place, well, Mezzagazzo, it looks like he's done enough from Kelly Simpson. And then it's Sam Simpson rounding out the runners. Kelly Simpson tries to make a lunge at the line, but that's all she wrote. So Junior Max up next here in the fourth round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship.
Do you need a new kart or specialist karting equipment? Then contact Stable Karting and Engineering, your local karting equipment supplier. Stable Karting and Engineering can look after all your karting requirements, including kart preparation and servicing, engine rebuild, and all your spare parts. Call Stable Karting and Engineering on 6241 0446. Stable Karting and Engineering, proud to sponsor the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Every second Wednesday of the month, join us at the Canberra Kart Racing Clubhouse for our monthly club meeting. Get involved and support the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Have your say in what you want from your club. The Canberra Kart Racing Club, meeting here every second Wednesday night of each month.
Yes Firewood, suppliers have been delivering quality firewood to Yass, Murrum Bateman, Canberra for over 35 years. Be it iron bark, red or yellow box, it's cut to the required size and ready to use. Contact Terry Scorgi on 0408 694 464. Yes Firewood Supplies, delivering fire to Canberra for 35 years and proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
So as we get set now for Junior Max, just the three drivers out there in Junior Max today, with Alex Nicholson starting from the pole, Brody Duncan Lund out of position number two, and then it will be Chris Cooper out of position number three. Well, that's interesting. They're showing Brody Duncan Lund, of course, yeah. Brody Duncan Lund on 4 points, Alex Nicholson on 5 points. So Duncan Lund off the pole, Nicholson out of position number two, and Cooper out of three. So as they get into formation now, ready for a start. Should be a good race expected here. Open performance is up next. The rookies and then sportsmen heavy and super heavy, all still to come. As the Junior Max final heat of the day away and racing, and Nicholson gets the jump that time over Duncan Lund. So that is important because there's a 2 points difference between first and second, and that would give Nicholson the win overall today if he can pick up that result is a win here in this final heat. So as they work their way along the top turns, Nicholson looking to open up a substantial gap already as they come across the start-finish line. That gap at the end of lap number one, 0.6 of a second. That's one of the biggest gaps we've seen so far in these final round of heats as they work their way around the back straight. Nicholson has really got the bit between his teeth here. He's been very quick all through the heats so far, but Duncan Lund just had the measure of him in the first two outings. And then it was Nicholson, once he got some clean track, making the most of it. So he extends his advantage to over a second over Brody Duncan Lund. His lap time, a 32.6 to Duncan Lund, a 33.0. So Duncan Lund trying to keep up with Nicholson last heat, threw it off the track going into the braking zone at the end of the start-finish straight. This time he'll know he has to be a lot more careful, and he'll be rueing the fact that he was unable to get that car refired and started again, because the point he needs is the one from the DNF to lock it up, and then it'd be two race wins apiece, a second and a third each, so it'd be very hard to split them. Oh, well, they'd split them on the final race of the day, of course. So Nicholson in the catbird seat, sitting there out in front of Brody Duncan Lund and Chris Cooper. That lead now out to 1.5 seconds. Such is the pace that Nicholson is showing right now here on the Canberra Kartway. So he's set his quickest lap of the race once again, a 32.427, as opposed to Duncan Lund's 33.011, and Duncan Lund last time a 33.099. So Duncan Lund certainly pushing it hard, but just not matching the pace of Alex Nicholson. Open performance up next here at the Canberra Kartway with the rookies and Sportsman. Heavy, super heavy, still to come. Sportsman Light, Junior National Light, and Restricted Sportsman. So Chris Cooper, back there in third position, has been solid. Has had a second and has had a third and 2 seconds, but Cooper just getting up to speed with the power that the Junior Max class has. It is about a second off the pace of the leader, Chris Cooper, as Nicholson clicks off another lap, another 32.379. He just resets the best mark of this race. So Duncan Lund, a 32.8. His best now, a 32.77. So Nicholson still just able to go a half a second faster each lap, and that's why the gap's out to 3 seconds already, as we're about to complete lap number 7. And Alex Nicholson is driving away in cart number 5 to a comprehensive victory. The 27 of Brody Duncan Lund, well, he's done a good job, and did a particularly good job early in the day. But Nicholson is coming in strong at the end of the run. So as the leaders head up around the top of the circuit, Alex Nicholson now with 2 laps left to run. His gap was 3.5 seconds. We'll see if he can complete this to a 4 second gap now. It certainly looks dominant, and it is now out to a 3.6 second lap. So that time, Nicholson with a 32.6 and Duncan Lund with a 32.7. So Nicholson knows he's got it under control now, doesn't need to do anything rash. He can control his pace. Always dangerous to back off that much, but he's confident that he's got it all under control. And as they come across the start finish line for the penultimate time, Nicholson starts his final lap. Nicholson up over the rise. He's opened that gap up to 4 seconds now. He just pumped out his fastest lap of the race with a 32.304. So obviously that was a mistake he had made on the previous lap to drop that much time. But he heads to the checkered flag, and Alex Nicholson takes his second win of the day. Duncan Lund home in second, and Cooper home in fourth, in third. That'll give 5 points to Nicholson today, 6 points to Duncan Lund, and it'll be a 1 point split on the end of the Junior Max podium. Open performance up next here at the fourth round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship.
Universal Trusses and Frames are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. For all your roof trusses, floor trusses or wall frame requirements, check out the people who know. Universal Trusses, they're at 52 Shepherd Street in Hume. Give them a call on 6260 1436. Universal Trusses, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Roos Constructions has over 10 years experience in building new homes, developing house and land packages, or knocking down and rebuilding on your land, along with their commercial construction experience. Visit their display home in Ford, or the brand new display home in Bonner, or visit www.roosconstructions.com.au. Roos Constructions, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Grand Prix Karting, the proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. At 39 Collie Street, Fishwick, Grand Prix Karting offer fun for all ages. There's no height restriction, it's all indoors, and kids' parties are a speciality. The prices are great, and it's more than just racing. Grand Prix Karting offers catering, supplying everything you need. Or you can bring your own. Grand Prix Karting, give them a call on 6239 2288. Grand Prix Karting, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
It's interesting how they line up here in open performance, because my maths has Jake Lambie as the second highest qualifier, with Michael Stewart on 5 points. I had Lambie on 9 points after he won Heat 1, a fourth in Heat 2, and a fifth in Heat number 3. So that is very interesting. Mark Townsend's actually going to start from the second position. I had him on 11 points with a second, a sixth, and a third. Jose Ruiz in the 77 starts out of 4. Ethan Doughton, winner of Heat number 3, starts out of position number 5. Dale Breed in the 31 out of 6. Matthew Harris in the 65 out of 7. And Bruce Otter in the 14 cart starts out of position number 8. Ready for a start. And it's Stewart who leads them into turn number 1. He chose the outside lane off the start that time, as the pole sitter has the right 2. And it was a good choice as he managed to sweep straight across Townsend off the start of the race. As they head up the back straight for the first time, Stewart opening up his gap. Townsend in the 13 car sits there in second position, not wanting Stewart to get too far away. He knows he has got some good pace in that cart, as demonstrated by his solid performances throughout the previous 3 heats. As Stewart heads down into the S's, he completed that first lap, building up 0.3 of a second buffer between himself and second place. Jose Ruiz has moved up to third and fourth place. Downton Lambie has dropped back a ways. He's back down there in fifth position with Dale Breed, Matthew Harris and Bruce Otter rounding out the field. As they go across the start-finish line, Stewart continues to lead. His time, a 31.193. He is certainly the fastest on the circuit at the moment. Second fastest is Jose Ruiz, and Ruiz with a 31.217 is not far off that pace of the front man. Townsend was a 31.241. So those front three, all in around that same pace, we'll see if they can maintain it throughout this race so far. Well, Stewart pulls it down to a 31.06 to Townsend, a 31.19, and Ruiz, a 31.1. So Ruiz, still the second fastest man on the track at the moment. He runs in third position. Now, Jose Ruiz is on 12 points. So it'll be interesting to see where's the Ruiz Construction Apex Real Estate cart can get himself at the end of the day's racing, because he is certainly in a good position now, but he might be relying on a few other spots. Jake Lambie's lost another spot now. Dale Breed in that National Capital Motors number 31 has taken that spot from the SMP Security number 2 cart. And as Stewart clicks off another 31.1, he's been matched by Townsend in the 31.1, but a 31.08. Ruiz now dives up the inside of Townsend, and Ruiz is up into second position. So Ruiz, all the only other man into the 31 zeros, has now grabbed second position with a very solid lap. It was a 31.17. Townsend slowing a 31.496. So this means that if Stewart can maintain his pace, Ruiz shouldn't be able to catch him. But stranger things have happened today. The big problem for Michael Stewart will be keeping his concentration, as he is well out in front and just has to set his own pace. Ruiz has got someone to measure himself off, and that will be an opportunity to watch that green driving suit and helmet get closer and closer in the foreground. So Stewart, last lap, he makes his best 31.037. So he obviously was aware that Ruiz had made the pass. This time, a 30.975 for Michael Stewart, eclipsing the fastest lap of the race. And Ruiz, he's trying to respond, but he was a 31.1, as was Townsend. So back further in the pack, Lambie and Breed haven't finished their argument. Lambie looking up the inside of Breed, but not able to make the pass. That opens the door for Matthew Harris now, who tries to make a move on Lambie. Four laps remaining, and there is still some battling going on out there, albeit for 5th, 6th and 7th position. Breed, Lambie, Harris, and now Otter is starting to catch up, but Otter's car, the tune on that, or the exhaust on that, sounds well off song, and he is already giving away about 30 kilos to the rest of the open performance competitors in running around at 205 kilos. Stewart clicks off a 31.0, Ruiz a 31.0, and Townsend a 31.2 as Breed and Lambie continue their battle. It's Harris that's sitting back there. He'll be the one. Harris now makes the pass on Lambie. So Harris goes up the spot, moving up into sixth position. Stewart with two laps remaining, followed by Ruiz, both in the Ruiz Construction sponsored carts. Then it's back to Townsend. Then to Doughton, who won heat number 3, as I mentioned earlier. Then it's further back to Breed, Harris and Lambie. Lambie will be very frustrated after a strong start to this open performance campaign today. He has slowly dropped back down through the field. As the leader comes across to the white flag, Stewart leads quite comfortably. 1.143 seconds is the gap. He clicks off another 30.8, so he's just eclipsed his best lap of the race once again by another tenth of a second. He's taking big chunks of time out. Ruiz last lap a 30.94, so the front two both into the 30s as they come down towards the checkered flag, and it will be Michael Stewart takes the victory. Jose Ruiz back there in second, Townsend in third, fourth will go to Doughton, fifth goes to Breed, sixth goes to Harris, seventh goes to Lambie, and eighth place is Bruce Otter. Rookies are up next here at the Canberra Kartway, the fourth round of the Canberra Club Championship.
The Austrian-Australian Club is a proud sponsor of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. The Austrian-Australian Club is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. till late. It offers bar and gaming facilities with the latest poker machines, a smoker's area and fully licensed restaurant with a function hall that caters from 30 to 200 people. It's the ideal venue for weddings, anniversaries, dances or any special occasion. A smaller room is also available and perfect for meetings, luncheons or any other function. The Austrian Australian Club is located at Hurd Street in Mawson. Apex Plumbing is a proud sponsor of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They're located at Unit 1, 48 Brook Street in Mitchell. For all your plumbing needs, whether it's a block drain or more, you can call them on 0417 299 175. Apex Plumbing, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
BioZoom, of quality cleaning products. Couple Sundays with Lowe on 0418 964 378. BioZoom, used by the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They offer a range of hand cleaners, dual action deodorizers, sanitizers, laundry liquid, eco truck wash, degreasers, hand cleaners and toilet roll dispensers. They also have leather cleaners, conditioners and protectors. If you've got a problem in the showers, the tile cleaner will do the job for you. With multi-surface cleaners, bio metal car cleaners and even an eco lemon cleaner. It's BioZoom, quality cleaning product. Call Zonte Zuglotto 0418 964 378. BioZoom, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Good start here for the rookies. It was Alex Morse on the pole. He's won all three races so far today. Sean Chibateri has finished right behind him in second place on each of those occasions. He sits second after the start, as it was Morse who got the jump and leads. Chibateri in the 55. Then it's Thomas Ewart in the 37. Now, this battle for third is an interesting one because it is so close. 1 point separates third and fourth coming into this final round of heats. As Alec Morse is leading the way, he's got some pressure on his back bumper now from Sean Chibateri. Then it's Thiewert who sits next. Behind him is Skelton. Then it's back to Ryan Johnson in the 99, and Michael Kane will round out the running order. Kane, the only one in the class that's had a DNF so far today. But interestingly enough, it is a battle at the front of the field which we haven't seen the likes of in the previous three heats. Alec Morse and Sean Chibateri are nose to tail heading into Revolution Race Gear turn number one. Ewart is holding off Skelton now, and Ryan Johnson just sits back there in fifth position. So Chibateri really pushing the point as they head up the back straight. Alex Morse going to tune the engine, reaching for the carburetor, try and make sure he gets every ounce of performance out of that KT100J engine that they run in the rookies class. So as I mentioned, they're nose to tail, but Morse just getting some breathing room now as they come across the line. The gap is 0.2 of a second. Ewart still being pressured by Skelton and then Ryan Johnson. But I mentioned the points battle. Alex Morse on 0 points would have to have a DNF or worse to, well, I have to have a DNF to lose today's battle. As long as he finishes the race, he would take out the victory. Sean Chibateri is on 6 points. Then you have on 10 points Thomas Ewart, on 11 points Ryan Johnson, and on 15 points Cameron Skelton. So at the moment, Thomas Ewart, who is on 10 points, sits in third position. Cameron Skelton, who's on 15 points, in fourth position. And Ryan Johnson, who's on 11 points, is back there in fifth position. So Ryan Johnson, who looks like he's making the move around the outside of Skelton now, he goes for the crisscross and coming off the top turns, he will take the spot. So Johnson up to fourth. As the battle at the front continues on, nothing between these two. That gap, which got out to 0.3 of a second, is closed up to 0.1 of a second once again. Now Johnson realises he needs to get ahead of Thomas Ewart, because Ewart with a fourth and two thirds, Johnson with a third and two fourths, if he can rotate those positions, then he will take the third step on the podium. As Ewart keeps the pressure down, keeping away from Johnson, but Chibateri is really putting the pressure on our race leader, Alex Morse. Morse, who's not had a close battle throughout all the races so far, has really had to fight hard here in this final race. And interestingly enough, he could let Shibutari through without any danger to his points position, but he is a very proud driver and he will want a clean sweep today. And at the moment, he's in the position to do that. He's opened up that gap again. It was 0.2 of a second last time by. Looks like he might have extended it fractionally. Stays at 2.2. As they go into the braking mark, into turn number one, that gap almost disappears to nothing. Then Morse gets a good run through the S's, just slightly smoother through the S's than Shibutari. But Shibutari just seems to charge at the end of the straight. So Sportsman Heavy and Super Heavy up next here in this fourth round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship. Alex Morse getting ahead of Shibutari now by 0.268 of a second. So there's not much between them. Ewart and Johnson are closing in on each other. So at the moment it's 0.4 of a second between Ewart in third and Johnson in fourth. As I said, those two positions change and that will make a difference on the podium for third position. Johnson would know this and he is doing everything in his power to bridge the gap. He's closing it in, but will he have enough time in the lap of the half that remains to be able to complete a pass? Shibutari's going to try and complete a pass now on the inside of Morse. Shibutari dives up the inside, he runs wide, and Morse back on the crisscross move. What can Ryan Johnson do now? He's caught up to Ewart, but the battle for third is going to go down to the wire as Ewart holding off Johnson for the moment. Shibutari, has he done his dash? It's still Morse leading the way from Shibutari as they head around the top turns. Ewart is holding off Johnson. Morse to hold off Shibutari and take the victory. Four wins for Alex Morse today. Shibutari comes home in second. Third place will go to Ewart. And fourth place to Ryan Johnson. Fifth place to Cameron Skelton. And Michael Kane comes home in a very solid sixth place finish. So, some great racing by the rookies throughout the day. Alex Morse, the first driver today to clean sweep the racing. And in fact, I think the only person who can do the same is his brother Zane in Junior National Light. So, Sportsman Heavy and Super Heavy are up next here in the fourth round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship.
Do you need a new kart or specialist karting equipment? Then contact Stable Karting and Engineering, your local karting equipment supplier. Stable Karting and Engineering can look after all your karting requirements, including kart preparation and servicing, engine rebuilds, and all your spare parts. Call Stable Karting and Engineering on 6241 0446. Stable Karting and Engineering, proud to sponsor the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Yes Firewood Supplies have been delivering quality firewood to Yass, Murrum Bateman, Canberra for over 35 years. Be it iron bark, red or yellow box, it's cut to the required size and ready to use. Contact Terry Scorgie on 0408 694 464. Yass Firewood Supplies, delivering fire to Canberra for 35 years. And proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Universal Trusses and Frames are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. For all your roof trusses, trusses or wall frame requirements, check out the people who know. Universal Trusses, they're at 52 Shepherd Street in Hume. Give them a call on 6260 1436. Universal Trusses, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
It's been a very interesting day in Sportsman Heavy. Brett Staples is going to start from the pole. He's had a fifth, a win, and a third. That gives him 8 points. Andrew Fife starts out of position two. He's on 9 points with a win, seventh, and second place finish. Jack Turnbull in the 22 starts out of position number three. Now, he, we'd say, was being the more consistent driver with a second, third, and fourth. and that gives him 9 points as well. So nothing between that first group. James Marquez, he won heat number three, and he sits there on 10 points. So 2 points between first and fourth. John McCabe is the next kart, and he's on 13 points. And then you can probably forget the rest. Eddie Ruiz has already won the day in Sportsman Super Heavy, as he's had a second and two wins. Greg Williams, a second, a third, and a DNF has really cost him. And meanwhile, Rodney Franks is sitting back there with a third and six. So that gives him 9 points for the day. Eddie Ruiz on 2 points for the day, so not much chance of him being caught. As they're in formation now, we could be good for a start this time by. It's Staples 5, front row, Turnbull and Marquez, the second row, away, and Fife gets the jump. Marquez goes with him as Marquez gets up into second position now. Staples is shuffled back to third. Turnbull is in fourth. Laver is in the 17 cart. He's got some pressure being applied to him by McCabe as they head up the back straight now. Race leader is very interesting. Andrew Fife. So Fife, with that lead, gets himself a point advantage. No, more than a point advantage. 2 points advantage in the battle for the day's result. As they come across the start-finish line, Fife, Marquez, then it goes back to Staples. So Staples at the moment would be on 11 points, Fife on 9, and Marquez would also be on 11 points as they remain in that order. So Staples will be frustrated that he dropped back to third off that start, but Marquez and Fife were just absolutely ready for that light to change, and they got a fantastic jump away from the acceleration line. Staples is bogging down through the right-hander, and that has meant Jack Turnbull is right on his back bumper. Turnbull, of course, in another of the Ruiz Construction-sponsored carts, sitting back there in fourth position. Behind him, Laver, McCabe, Morse, Hemphill. Greg Williams leads Eddie Ruiz in the Super Heavies with Rodney Franks back there. 11th on the road and 3rd in class. Staples running a very protective line in 3rd position down the inside to stop Jack Turnbull from being able to jump him for another spot. Turnbull, of course, on 9 points, the same as Fife off the start, but it's not yet, you know, foregone conclusion on where this race is going to wind up. They complete lap number 4 now, and it is Fife gets touched going through the dogleg, and it was a nasty moment as he was sliding across the front of the field. Fife eventually rights himself around Marquez, getting to the back of him, going through the dogleg there, and he just had this slow, laborious spin down the front straight. Now, it's also Greg Williams. It's not his day, as he has another DNF here. So the super heavy, Greg Williams, is having a rotten piece of luck today. So, Marquez now, your race leader. Marquez came into this heat on 10 points. He's now the race leader. Staples is on 8 points with just 2 points going to him. He'll be on 10 points. And Marquez, by virtue of 2 race wins, will end up being the winner overall today. So it is going to be an interesting battle. In fact, Staples now has lost another spot to Jack Turnbull. So Turnbull now is up into second position. Staples losing that spot as they went up into the top turns last time. So Staples' car just not going as well as he needs at the moment he needs it. And that has been a costly pass for Brett Staples there, who now has Jack Turnbull, who is on 9 points, 1 point ahead of him now, which we'll see. The race results, by my unofficial calculations, see Marquez, if he stays out in front, as Labour makes a mistake now. And Labour drops back two spots. So Marquez will be your points leader at the end of today. And it looks like it could be Turnbull who comes home in second with Staples in third. So I said at the beginning of this run, Jack Turnbull, his results had been the most consistent with a third, second and fourth. Whilst he hadn't had that win, he had been very consistent up the front. And at the moment, he sits in second place on the road, which will give him 11 points for the day. Marquez started this heat with a second, an eighth and a win. And Marquez, leading the race, finishes on 10 points for the day. Staples, in third place, started this heat on 8 points. He'll gather another three, and that will mean he finishes on 11. So still three laps left to run. Certainly nothing has been secured in the way of trophies. As Morse is sitting in fourth place, McCabe in fifth, Hemphill, Laver, Ruiz, five, Franks. Only cut out of the race, Greg Williams, although it was a nasty moment where Andrew Fife went spinning off down across that start-finish line backwards. And it will be interesting to see if the officials see that as just a racing incident or whether there will be something coming up after the racing by way of a steward's inquiry. Laver dives up the inside, this time making the pass on the 31 cart of... the 51 cart of Andrew Hemphill. So Hemphill shuffled back now to 7th position as Marquez is being caught by Jack Turnbull. White flag is out. What can Turnbull do on this final lap? The 22 cart of Turnbull closing in on the 56. James Marquez as they head up over the rise towards the dip now and onto the back straight. Marquez closing in. Turnbull then nose to tail as they hit the top turns. What can Turnbull do coming off the top turns? He looked to make an inside pass. Turnbull has to sit nose to tail. Marquez looks like he's done enough. Marquez takes the checkered flag. And the victory by 0.115 of a second. Staples comes home in third. Fourth is Morse. Fifth is McCabe. Well, sixth place going to Barry Laver. Seventh place to Andrew Hemphill. Eighth place then to Andrew Fife after he had led for the early part of that race. And then in the super heavies, it was Eddie Ruiz taking his third win of the day and Rodney Franks in second position. So, Sportsman Light up next, then it's Junior National Light, and to complete the day, it's Restricted Sportsman.
Bruce Constructions has over 10 years' experience in building new homes, developing house and land packages, or knocking down and rebuilding on your land, along with their commercial construction experience. Visit their display home in Ford or the brand new display home in Bonner, or visit the website www.roosconstructions.com.au. Roos Constructions, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Grand Prix Karting, the proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. At 39 Collie Street, Fishwick, Grand Prix Karting offer fun for all ages. There's no height restriction, that's all indoors, and kids' parties are a speciality. The prices are great, and it's more than just racing. Grand Prix Karting offers catering, supplying everything you need, or you can bring your own. Grand Prix Karting, give them a call on 6239 2288. Grand Prix Karting, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. The Austrian Australian Club is a proud sponsor of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. The Austrian Australian Club is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. till late. It offers bar and gaming facilities with the latest poker machines, a smoker's area and fully licensed restaurant, with a function hall that caters from 30 to 200 people. It's the ideal venue for weddings, anniversaries, dances, or any special occasion. A smaller room is also available and perfect for meetings, luncheons, or any other function. The Austrian Australian Club is located at Hurd Street in Mawson.
Well, I mentioned when Alec Morse took the victory, he had won all four heats today. I forgot about Matthew Cooley. He's won three so far. He starts from the pole in the 92 cart. The 84 is Adam McCoy. The 27 is Lee Wallace. The 77, Mitchell Gattenby. Angus Murphy's in the 16. And the 43 is Lee Zach Schakowsky. And Cooley spins going into turn number one. So Cooley, who had been untouchable throughout the first three heats today, winning all three, has given up his chance to take the victory here in heat number four, you would think, because he is now more than the length of the pit straight behind your leader, Adam McCoy. Now, when you look at the points battle, well, it was untouchable for Matthew Cooley. He could actually not finish this race and still wrap up the day. Such has been his dominance to now. He's on 0 points, so finishing last is 6 points. His nearest competitor, Adam McCoy, is on 8 points. So it has been a dominant performance, as I mentioned. But he will be disappointed that he didn't get the chance to sweep the day as he would have liked. Didn't see any contact going into that turn number one. But Adam McCoy, he's your new race leader. Mitchell Gattenby sits in second. Gattenby will be ruining off in heat number one, as he was in second place at the time, and he in fact would have been in a very solid position for a podium. First place is Adam McCoy. He started this race on 8 points. On 9 points was Lee Wallace. So there's only 1 point between first and second, but Wallace has dropped down to four as Lizak Sikorski and the 43 card, who has had a terrible day by his standards, a fourth in heat one, and then 2 6th-place finishes, and they were unceremoniously last for Schakowsky. So he is really fighting back now with a good solid third. Now we watch Cooley, who's coming back after that spin, trying to close up that gap, and it is a good run so far. Cooley closing it up to about 5 seconds behind the leader, and he is about to make the pass on Angus Murphy in the 16 card as he goes down into turn number one. It's Revolution Race Gear, turn number one, in through the S's now. He'll set up Murphy on the exit. No, just couldn't get the drive he wanted out of the right-hander to be able to make the pass before the dip, but on the back straight, he has the momentum and moves up to fifth position. So the interest will be how much can Matthew Cooley get back. He's secured in his victory today. Now he is just running on frustration. The red mist would be descended over him, and he just wants to get as many spots as he possibly can. He's on the back of Lee Wallace. Wallace not having a stronger performance as he had earlier in the day, when Wallace had managed to pick up a second, third and fourth. His results have been backing up, and he shuffled back to fifth place now as Cooley takes the spot away. Cooley, well, he'll be about a second and a half behind Schakowsky, who's hitting the ripple strip with the right-hand rear wheel through the dogleg into the start-finish straight. That's quite a dangerous move to make. You can throw your chain doing that. You can also spin yourself out. So Schakowsky, who's finally got the speed he wants out of his cart, is now just throwing it as much as he can around to try and get as good a result as possible to make up for a horrid day at the office. Cooley's closing in on him. The gap was about 1.5 seconds last lap. This time by, Cooley has got the gap down to 0.5 seconds. Race leader is still Adam McCoy. He's controlling it quite nicely. To give you an idea of his lap time, his fastest is a 32.302. For Matthew Cooley back in fourth position, he's running around there in a 31.996. So Cooley, definitely the fastest man on the racetrack. And you can see that, by the way, he is charging back from that spin in turn number one. off the start. He goes to the inside. Tchaikovsky looked over the right shoulder. Cooley was up the inside, over passing him on the left-hand side. So Cooley now back up to third position. You'd wonder if, with a three-second gap between himself and Mitchell Gattenby, whether he could close that up in the three laps remaining. His lap time 32.9, Gattenby 32.3. So you don't think 0.4 of a second he's got to close up. The gap between himself is 3.2 seconds. So he'd need to take 1.5 seconds off him per lap to be able to make the pass for second. And I don't think that is going to be possible, although he's giving it his best shot. Our race leader, Adam McCoy, I haven't spoken much about him. He's been well out in front. He was third in Heat 1, second in Heat 2, and third in Heat 3. He's got 2 laps remaining now, and his lead is 1.5 seconds over Mitchell Gattenby in the 77. Gattenby in that 77, as I mentioned, DNF'd after a very strong start in Heat 1, fourth in Heat 2, second in Heat 3. He sits second on the racetrack now as the white flag is at the ready, and Adam McCoy is heading down towards it in the number 94 cart. He gets the white flag now. Gattenby sits back there in second position, 1.6 seconds behind Cooley. It's 1.9 seconds back to Cooley. Sorry, it's McCoy leading. So Cooley still trying to push on hard, but looks like he will wrap up the day with a sum total of 3 points from a third place finish in Heat 4 after he spun going into turn number 1. Adam McCoy takes the victory. Second place, Mitchell Gattenby. Third place is Matthew Cooley. Fourth place, Lizak Tchaikovsky comes back strong in that final race of the day. Wallace comes home in fifth, and sixth place is Angus Murphy. Sportsman Light in the book. Junior National Light is up next. This is the fourth round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship.
Apex Plumbing is a proud sponsor of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They're located at Unit 1, 48 Brook Street in Mitchell. For all your plumbing needs, whether it's a block drain or more, you can call them on 0417 299 175. Apex Plumbing, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Biozoom, of quality cleaning products. Call Sundays at Blow on 0418 964 378. Biozoom, used by the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They offer a range of hand cleaners, dual action deodorizers, sanitizers, laundry liquid, eco truck wash, degreasers, hand cleaners and toilet roll dispensers. They also have leather cleaners, conditioners and protectors. If you've got a problem in the showers, the tile cleaner will do the job for you. With multi-surface cleaners, bio metal part cleaners and even an eco lemon cleaner. It's Biozoom. Quality cleaning products, call Zonte Zuglotto 0418 964 378. Biozoom, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Do you need a new kart or specialist karting equipment? Then contact Stable Karting and Engineering, your local karting equipment supplier. Stable Karting and Engineering can look after all your karting requirements, including kart preparation and servicing, engine rebuilds, and all your spare parts. Call Stable Karting and Engineering on 6241 0446. Stable Karting and Engineering, proud to sponsor the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Yes, finally.
As we get set now for Junior National Light, their final heat of the day. And it's Zane Morse with 3 wins from 3 starts, who starts from the pole. Josh Fife in the 70. Starts out of position number 2. He's got 2 seconds and a fifth. Out of position number 3 will be Josh Hemphill. Position number 4, Jamie Lee Scorgie. Cody Balding starts out of 5. Jacob Fripp, Lachlan Chancellor, and the 97 of Allen not starting here in the final heat of the day. So through, and it is. No surprise, Zane Morse leads them into turn number one. Fife up into second position. Now it is a good move that time by Jamie Lee Scorgie, who gets herself up into third position. The points are going to be critical here because there wouldn't be much between second, third and fourth on their performances today. Zane Morse, of course, out in front. He's looking to equal the performance of his brother in Alex. All four heats, he is out in front now. Fife is trying to run with him, but at the moment, last time across the line, it was 0.3 seconds. It closes down, but again, as they go up over the rise, it is Morse who opens up that gap again. So Fife with 2 seconds and a fifth is on 9 points. Josh Hemphill is on 10 points. Jamie Lee Scorgie, well, she was running so consistently today, but a seventh place finish in heat number three had cost her dearly, because at that stage she would have been a lot closer into this battle. But for the moment, she sits on 13 points. Cody Baldy back there on 14 points. So Hemphill having some dramas here. So Josh Hemphill, who was on 10 points, a DNF would make him 19, and that could cost him very much here as a chance on the podium. So Fife makes the pass on Morse. Fife will go to the lead now. So Josh Fife on 9 points. It's no problem for Zane Morse as he makes the pass back, and Morse will retake the lead. Fife tried to fight back on a crossover move coming off the top turn, but it wasn't to be. So Scorgie on 13 points would need to really take the win here to be able to get herself onto second place on the podium. At the moment, she's 1 point ahead of Cody Baldy, but Baldy is 2 points behind her on the racetrack. So at the moment, Scorgie looks like she's on third position. As they line up to make a dive up the inside of Jacob Fripp. Fripp stays there and manages to make the pass on Scorgie. So Scorgie shuffled back one spot to Jacob Fripp. Morse is pulling away at the front of the field. Fife sits there in second position. Now Baldy and Scorgie. This is a battle for the podium. Jamie Lee Scorgie already getting one trophy today in the Junior National Heavy category. Now she's looking to try and grab a trophy in the Junior National Lights. As Baldy and also Chancellor trying to battle it out there for position as they work their way around the top of the circuit. Morse pulling away from Fife. Fripp up into third place now. Now Fripp, he was on 16 points coming in to this heat. So another 3 points puts him on 19. That makes him equal with Josh Hemphill. For Jamie Lee Scorgie, back there in fourth position, she would be on 17 points. And at the moment, Cody Baldy, who's back in fifth position, would be on 19 points, if my maths is correct. So Scorgie on that third step of the podium currently. As Zane Morse leads the way in the 99 car ahead of Fife, who's not letting Morse get away. Fife has been very good today and sits on 11 points currently as they stand. Would come away with second place overall, irrespective of a win or second place finish. So as they go down into the pit turn, Morse and Fife with 2 laps left to run. Restricted Sportsman up next. It should be a great battle with 14 carts out there. And it's still up for grabs in this points fight. Through the dip and up the back straight. Fife makes the pass once again. So Josh Fife and Zane Morse. Zane Morse having his best battle of the day. It's been a tough one. What can he do as they come down to the white flag? Zane Morse in second position. Fife in first. They come across the start finish line to receive the white flag. Morse looked to the inside. He couldn't make the pass there. He'll be setting himself up for a run up the hill, but he can't afford to get too close to Fife going through the S's. He gives himself room. He starts to climb up over the rise. Now you can see the pace of the 99. Fife on the inside. Morse on the outside. He completes the pass. Can Fife try to do a cut around? No, they touch. And it looks like Morse will have enough to be able to continue on. He'll sweep the day with his fourth victory from four starts. It's Zane Morse, second place. A great drive by Josh Fife. Fripp home in third. Now, the points battle. It was Lachlan Chancellor who got up to fourth position there. Chancellor, well, a DNF crueled his chances overall. That meant that Jamie Lee Scorgie came home in fifth, which would make her on 18 points. Cody Boulding home in sixth. He's on 20 points. So unofficially, it looks like Jamie Lee Scorgie comes home with third place in Junior National Light after winning Junior National Heavy. Restricted Sportsman is up next here in the fourth round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship. We'd like to thank all the officials for their wonderful job they've done right throughout today's racing, along with the great Kart Racing Club.
Yes, Firewood Supplies have been delivering quality firewood to Yass, Murrum, Bateman, Canberra for over 35 years. Be it iron bark, red or yellow box, it's cut to the required sizes and ready to use. Contact Terry Scorgie on 0408 694 464. Yes, Firewood Supplies, delivering fire to Canberra for 35 years. And proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Universal Trusses and Frames are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. For all your roof trusses, floor trusses or wall frame requirements, check out the people who know. Universal Trusses, they're at 52 Shepherd Street in Hume. Give them a call on 6260 1436. Universal Trusses, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Roos Constructions has over 10 years experience in building new homes, developing house and land packages, or knocking down and rebuilding on your land, along with their commercial construction experience. Visit their display home in Ford, or the brand new display home in Bonner, or visit the website www.roosconstructions.com.au. Roos Constructions, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Grand Prix Karting, the proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. At 39 Collie Street, Fishwick, Grand Prix Karting offer fun for all ages. There's no height restriction, that's all indoors, and kids' parties are a speciality. The prices are great, and it's more than just racing. Grand Prix Karting offers catering, supplying everything you need, or you can bring your own. Grand Prix Karting, give them a call on 6239 2288. Grand Prix Karting, proud sponsor of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Oh, Daniel Mapstone comes together with Scott Nielsen into turn number one after Nielsen won the jump. And that is an interesting situation. Nielsen trying to get out of the kitty litter as Mapstone leads the way up around the top of the circuit. So Nielsen digs himself out. He won't be happy with that contact though. As Mapstone on 3 points, Nielsen on 11 points. Mapstone had, has to have a disaster not to win today. And that could have been one where the two carts came together. Now Robert Hogan sits back there in second position currently in the six cart. Hogan followed by the 7 of Adrian Hogan, but Robert Hogan up the inside of Mapstone now. And Adrian Hogan following him through the hole. So the two Hogans making the pass on Mapstone, dropping him back to third. Now, as I said, didn't really have a big problem points-wise, as he had a 8-point gap between himself and Scott Nielsen in the racing. So the battle is really for the minor placings, and it will be interesting. Billy Sigouris, Price, not out on the circuit, so they've withdrawn. So, drivers that hadn't had a DNF were few and far between, or haven't had one bad run, were few and far between. The battle for second, third and fourth, though, was between Nielsen, Robert Hogan with 12 points, Michael Yocum with 13 points, and with 16 points, it was Adrian Hogan, who had actually won heat number two. Mapstone's won two heats today. He currently sits third on the road. This is the fourth and final heat of the day here at the Canberra Kart Racing Club, the fourth round of the club championship, and it has been an interesting one for sure. Mapstone, back there in third position, should wrap up the day quite easily in the end, but he has been taken to the sword by both Robert and also the Adrian Hogan carts here in the final run. Scott Nielsen still pushing on. He realises that he might be back down in 12th position, and that would make him 23 points for the day and probably takes him off the podium, because Hogan, Robert Hogan leading, would end on 12 points. Michael Yocum is marred down in the field in about 6th position, so he'd be on probably 19 points. And with Adrian Hogan, well, 17, he'd be in 2nd, so that puts him on 18 points. So quite an interesting battle, as Mapstone and Adrian Hogan getting into a bit of push and shove. The stewards will be watching this, because Adrian Hogan just was throwing his hands up in the air saying he wasn't happy with that touch in the middle of the corner. So Daniel Mapstone wants to be very careful here, because although he's sitting on 6 points for the day, you don't know what the stewards might do by way of points penalties, which or position penalties, which effectively runs into points penalties. So back there, John McCabe just runs wide, and that opens the door now for Damien Murphy. Now Damien Murphy, the P-plater, has had an interesting day's racing. It'll be interesting to see. He was on 24 points coming into this, an unfortunate DNF in heat number 3 possibly cost him a chance of being on the podium after a very consistent day's racing. Mapstone's back up onto the back of Adrian Hogan, and let's see if he can complete the pass, as he's definitely got the speed. Robert Hogan with a 33.463, Mapstone a 33.352. So Mapstone definitely the fastest on the circuit. And just looking at how Nielsen's going, he's a 34.092, so certainly not able to pull back enough here, Scott Nielsen, in the later running of this race. So with 3 laps left to run, Robert Hogan leads the way from Adrian Hogan, Mapstone, Murphy with a great run. That has been a very good drive by the P-plater. Paul McCabe, Michael Yocum, Andrew Irwin, Benjamin Forbes, Jonathan Dawson, Bells, Eric Reeves and Scott Nielsen still back there in 12th position. So you wonder what might have been for Scott Nielsen if he hadn't have been caught in the kitty litter, which took him so long to extricate himself. He could have potentially had a finish, but he would have needed to get about 4 positions to be able to get himself back on the podium. unfortunately, is almost now a lap behind the leaders. With the white flag out, Robert Hogan leads the way. Adrian Hogan sits in second. Mapstone in third. Damian Murphy back there in fourth position. So Mapstone should take the points today overall as he heads through the dip in third position. Now Damian Murphy is trying to close in on him, but all the while Robert Hogan leads here in heat number four of Restricted Sportsman, and he heads to the checkered flag. Robert Hogan from Adrian Hogan. Daniel Mapstone comes back in third position, followed by Damian Murphy, the P-plater, with some great driving right throughout the day. Eighth place will go, the next place through was kart number eight, Paul McCabe. Michael Yocum had a terrible final heat. Andrew Irwin, another of the P-platers, Brendan Forbes, Jonathan Dawson, then it's Jeffrey Bell, Eric Reeves, and Scott Nielsen wraps up the final race of the day. Once again, our thanks to all the officials. We look forward to seeing you back here next month for the fifth round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship. Until then, have a safe trip home, and we wish you all the very best.